I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said Monday the country had surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 international nuclear deal. Iran said it had passed 4.5% enrichment, breaching the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. AP's John Gambrill explains why those numbers are significant.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move back away from its commitments under the nuclear deal, unless it gets the help it wants from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions imposed by President Donald Trump after he withdrew from the pact last year. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. He had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial in The Hague Thursday. In a speech to judges of the ICC, Ntaganda acknowledged being described as the Terminator, but said, "That is not me." Ntaganda insisted he was a soldier, not a criminal. He said, "I've never attacked civilians. I've always protected them." The comments pose a sharp contrast to the image painted by ICC prosecutors, who say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. They called dozens of witnesses to testify against him, including a number of former child soldiers. This is VOA News. Greece's New Democracy Party, led by leader Kyriakos Mitsotakis, was sworn in as prime minister on Monday. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports his conservative party won nearly 40% of the vote, unseating Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's party, which got just over 31%.
Conservatives have returned to power in Greece, with Kyriakos Mitsotakis winning a landslide victory in Sunday's election. Mitsotakis, a former venture capitalist, has promised to create new jobs, cut taxes, and privatize services. He says his mandate is to change Greece.
We want to drive a real reform agenda for the country that is ambitious, very bold, and very, very detailed.
And Greeks are ready for a change. The country is still feeling the effects of the 2008 financial crisis. It's received a series of bailouts from the EU over the past decade and is still facing high unemployment.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. A South Korean man has defected to North Korea to permanently live there and work for its unification with the South, Pyongyang state media reported. Cho In-guk is the son of two high-level diplomats who also defected to the communist North in 1984 after a political dispute with then-South Korean President Park Chung-hee. A state-run North Korean website reported that Cho would work at the guidance of the country's chairman, Kim Jong-un. The heavily favored United States team defeated Netherlands 2-0 in the Women's World Cup soccer final in Lyon, France on Sunday to secure its fourth title and win back-to-back tournaments for the first time. The Americans defeated four other European teams on their way to the final and dominated Sunday in defeating the reigning European champion Dutch. Iran says a magnitude 5.7 earthquake has rocked a town in the country's oil-rich southwest, reporting four injuries so far. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The official IRNA news agency says that the quake hit a region around 280 miles southwest of the capital, Tehran, damaging structures in the region's main town. One witness has told the Associated Press some older buildings had collapsed, with others showing cracks. And Iran's state TV reports rescue teams are now being deployed to surrounding rural areas too. The town is where the first oil well in Iran and the Middle East was explored. The tremors were felt throughout the area and as far as the neighboring Persian Gulf country of Kuwait. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, two remote California desert communities are assessing damage after two major earthquakes hit the area at the end of last week, followed by thousands of smaller aftershocks. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.